That's very nice indeed to be back on your campus again. The last time that I read my poems here was at least 10 or 12 or somebody said last night 15 years ago.
That's the voice of Langston Hughes giving a poetry reading in the auditorium of Gregory Hall in 1957. The auditorium was one of several around the University of Illinois campus that were wired for sound, allowing WILL radio to record faculty, lecturers, and guest speakers.
At any rate, it's been quite a little while, and certainly I hope that all the students who were here then have graduated by now.
You can hear the audience laughing. It's very clear from the way he's speaking to them that it's definitely an audience primarily made up of university students at the time.
That's Jemitris Rimkus, a reference archivist for the University of Illinois. She learned about WILL's Langston Hughes recording a few years ago while putting together a presentation for the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at the university. She found the recording digitized on the website of the U of I archives, but it was originally recorded on 16-inch phonograph discs designed for radio use.
My racial and ethnic background is African American, and I'm familiar with Langston Hughes as far as the Harlem Renaissance, and I've read his poetry. I grew up with books of his poetry and reading it, but I actually never heard him speak before.
In his 1957 visit to the U of I, Langston Hughes told his audience he would read some of the same poems that he read during his previous visit in 1945. Some of them were early poems, some were from the 1920s when Hughes first made a name for himself as one of the poets of the Harlem Renaissance. Some fit the category of jazz poetry, taking on the forms and themes of jazz music, spirituals, and the blues.
I will read you a blues for a man to sing. And you can tell that this blues was written some years ago because it mentions the WPA. It's a Depression time blues, but it's sort of typical of one phase of subject matter in the blues, of being out of work. And this one goes like this. I walked the streets till the shoes wore off my feet. I done walked the streets till the shoes wore off my feet. I've been looking for a job so that I could eat. I couldn't find no job, so I went to the WPA. Couldn't find no job, so I went to the WPA. WPA man told me, you got to live here a year and a day. A year and a day, Lord, in this great big lonesome town. A year and a day in this great big lonesome town. I might starve for a year, but that extra day would get me down. Well, that is the mood of the blues. Usually despondency, but something somewhere in the lyric that will make people laugh.
In writing poetry on African-American themes, Langston Hughes included poems about American racism. Their subject matter ranged from lynchings to this gentler poem that Hughes included in his U of I reading, looking at Jim Crow laws through the eyes of a child.
Where is the Jim Crow section on this merry-go-round, mister? 'Cause I want to ride. Down south where I come from, white and colored can't sit side by side. Down south on the train, there's a Jim Crow car. On the bus, we're put in the back. But there ain't no back to a merry-go-round. Where's a horse for a kid that's black?
Langston Hughes reading his often anthologized poem, Merry-Go-Round, to a University of Illinois audience, recorded by WILL in 1957. To archivist Jemitris Rimkus, the recording revealed an informality in Hughes's presentation, which made her think the poetry reading was not the main reason for his visit. Rimkus says the main reason, which she discovered after some detective work, is this one-act opera based on the biblical Book of Esther. It had its inaugural performance at the University of Illinois the night before Langston Hughes's poetry reading. It's one of several collaborations between Hughes and the German-American composer Jan Meyerowitz. Rimkus discovered a program for a campus arts festival tucked in with notes from an English professor who had introduced Hughes at the reading.
And in it mentions Esther and very small, almost unnoticeable, says libretto, Langston Hughes. And so that was why he was there.
Langston Hughes's 1957 visit to the U of I campus came just a few months after the end of the Montgomery bus boycott, and just a few months before President Eisenhower's signing of a civil rights bill that had been watered down by Southern Democrats in Congress. At his poetry reading, Langston Hughes said there had been progress on the civil rights front, but not enough.
Some of the colonial people that are achieving their freedom in Africa and Asia have more freedom than some of our own American, in quotes, citizens in Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia. And so, I think we need to move a little faster in some areas of our race relations in this country. But, nevertheless, I think we can all look forward with the kind of optimism to tomorrow that I try to express in this final poem, a poem called Tomorrow. We have tomorrow bright before us like a flame. Yesterday, a night gone thing, a sundown name, and dawn today, broad arch above the road we came. We march, Americans together, we march.
The University of Illinois archives hold thousands of 16-inch discs used by WYLL to record campus speakers and concerts, as well as the station's in-studio productions. Other poets recorded by WYLL include Carl Sandburg and T.S. Eliot. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.